going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp. All made safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
Hour number two of Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Locations in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, and also at 70th and Pioneers. Bill, what's going on with Shin Daddy today in Creighton?
Big day. Had a big day yesterday with Mayhem. Mayhem Monday. It's Trash Tuesday. It's Trash Tuesday. Taking it to the street. So they're getting out the large sweet street. Remember how the size of those monster machines
yes.
that they do that sweep the streets like that?
Yes.
And they're letting the kids drive it.
Oh, God.
They're letting the kids whip it up and down Main Street. So Main Street's been cleared out, and all kids, third through sixth, get to drive it today.
The big machine.
The big machine.
With the roller.
With the rollers on them like that. Remember it's back
just
in the
a little water.
Do you remember in a little water? Remember when they used to whip by in the small town? Oh, we used to see. And I don't know how it is now. It's all different now. They used to have the sweepers were metal. They were a long metal piece, and then they would fall out. So you grab them like you.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, they had a long piece. So we grabbed those sometimes, but what did you do with those? Yeah, that'd be about it. After we grabbed it, thought it was pretty cool. Then you kind of went, this means nothing. You throw it away. The street sweeper is an incredible. Have you ever seen the size of them swim? They're like the size of like a garbage truck. They are huge, and you sit up high. Drive that baby one arm out the window. Kids get to drive it up and down Main Street today.
I'm not taking the conversation in another direction. I just want to add one thing. The other thing that was always sort of exciting in the neighborhood was I think they probably had these in Pender, is when the mosquito sprayer would go through.
Yeah, that was always about 3 in the morning, though.
So not at our place.
They went through the day?
9 a.m. Or no, excuse
oh, no.
me, 9 p.m.
Oh,
9
no.
p.m.
No, I remember being out numerous times. Pender was at 3 a.m.
See, ours
and I'd
were
be
early.
Up. I'd be up. We'd be out sometimes still. And all of a sudden, here come the fog. Riding your bikes like that because you're staying at somebody's house in a tent.
In a tent.
And then you just ride your bike. All of a sudden, the mosquito sprayer would come by.
But today is Trash Tuesday.
Trash Tuesday, and they're whipping up and down that baby.
Who's riding with them?
Schindler.
Oh, Shindy.
Yeah, Shin Daddy will be with them. And they have a little obstacle course, so they have a little competition.
God.
They have a little fun with it. Yeah, the mosquito sprayer, I don't know, that guy, that can't be safe. That cannot be healthy. No. I know the guy that was doing it like back in our day was like just a guy in the back of a truck with his hand up, his elbow out the window.
Yep. Yeah, we'd run behind it. That couldn't have been.
That couldn't have been good. You go behind the mosquito. Right.
So that once again,
and I think it did nothing. I don't remember.
I don't think it did anything.
I don't remember the next day going, you know what? We're bug free. Yeah. This is incredible.
I didn't get bit once last
night. So they drove down the street spraying.
Yes.
Oh, it was a fogger.
It was a big fogger.
And it came out the back of the truck.
This was better times.
Better times.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem healthy.
It's just pesticides all over the place.
Up and down every street, and yep. it just fogged it out. And you didn't move. You didn't run. Like you said, you rode behind it. It was just you would let it if it came like across you, like going, oh, smell that.
Right.
Does it just smell like a big thing of bug spray?
Kind of, basically. Yeah.
Like take the listeners back to what it smelled like.
It smelled like insecticide.
It did. It's insecticide. And
okay.
Now I have an idea.
I can visualize.
It would be like it's a 200 gallon barrel.
Yeah.
And it just fogging it out there.
You drive up and down the street.
Ours was always in the middle of the night. That's when it happened.
See, ours was not. Ours was more like at dusk.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Casey says mosquito sprayer always around dusk in my neighborhood. Okay. The Blue Devil Den said they still do this in some small towns. Up by Wayne, they do it in Wakefield.
Wakefield's right by Pender.
They're still doing it.
Yeah.
It'd be a sweet job.
Deb from Beatrice says they still do the fogger in Beatrice.
It'd just be a guy in a pickup with a trailer with a big fogger on the back. I mean, that's what it was.
It'd be an incredible job. What do? I go town to town, middle of the night, whatever, and I, or at dusk. I go from sundown to sun up. What do? I fog.
Fog
the neighborhood.
Kill the mosquitoes. Wow. A few of them.
I don't even know if it even works. Like I said, give it a shot.
There's a lot. Tater says Crete has huge tanker trucks. The sign on the back said stay back 100 feet, but I don't think that really helped your health a whole lot. They said, I think Crete still has their mosquito spray truck. In Dakota Dunes at dusk, their community still sprays.
They still do it some places.
Man. Yeah.
Good.
Even on the YouTube stream, it says, we have grew up with them going around. Even now, they still do it. It still smells really bad. That was from Plays. So, either way.
I didn't think it worked very well.
Man. That's.
Yeah, there was never
I live in
time,
the wrong time.
Every time they're going like, whoa, summer's finally good. No more mosquitoes.
No bites tonight.
No bite. Yeah, yeah. Fog. No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, Drew says they still fog in Seward. I love that it's just termed fog too.
That's all it is.
It's fog. It's a big fog.
It's a big fog. Anyway, all right, guys. CBS Sports.
Oh, yes.
Released their post-spring/way-too-early top 25 list on Monday, and one thing I will say, Nebraska not featured in either one of these lists. They are receiving votes according to CBS Sports. But a little bit of discrepancy between the two, between Joel Klatt and CBS Sports at who's at the top. Mm-hmm. Number one on CBS Sports is Ohio State, while Joel Klatt has Penn State at number one overall. I guess out of those two teams, which one are you more intrigued by? Because I think there's two fascinating storylines with both sides. One, for Ohio State, obviously, it's the quarterback situation. What are they going to do at quarterback? They did not go through the transfer portal. They have a couple of different options there, most notably Julian Sayin, the former Alabama five-star commit that transferred before he even started his true freshman season last year and has been in the Ohio State room. But then for Penn State, they weren't able to just retain one of their star running backs. They were able to get both of them back, Nicholas Singleton and Catron Allen, while retaining their quarterback, Drew Aller. Which one of those teams excites you guys more, or maybe more intrigues you more in just what they look like this upcoming season?
Penn State.
Yeah.
Penn State intrigues me more to see if they can just finally get over the top and what they have back. When you lose, we said Ohio State had 14 drafted, and we're shocked it wasn't 15.
Because McLaughlin
didn't get drafted. So we're shocked it wasn't 15 for a number. That is still, even in portal world, that is hard to replace. Also, there were some guys there that had been there a long time. That was an old team. Mm-hmm. They're not an old team now. Now, do they have enough players to do this again, to run it back? Yes. Penn State will be interesting because that's probably about as highly motivated and a team that's ready to go. And then, like I said, if you get a chance to swim when there's some free time, pull their schedule up so we can go over it. But Penn State intrigues me because it's set for them right now. This has been. There's never been a year when it's been set up more for Penn State. Returning quarterback, running backs back, play incredible history. Go ahead, Steve.
I didn't know this. According to Brandon Marcelino, the CBS Sports writer who wrote this top 25 write up, they got the Penn State got the. He says the portal's top receiver.
Yeah, the guy from Syracuse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Trevor
Pena. I don't know which. Does Knowles is Knowles part of the reason you're so intrigued, Jim Knowles?
No, I was thinking just more about just
personnel.
Roster, just roster. Not even. No, I don't.
The fact that they took Ohio State's defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I'm surprised what Marcelino wrote in CBS Sports about Ohio State. He says it's the best roster in college football. Really? How do we know that?
So let's stay on Penn State for just a second because I have their schedule pulled up here, and they start with three super easy games: Nevada at home, Florida International at home, and then they host Villanova as well. Villanova. And then they have a bye week four of the college football season before they host Oregon. That is Penn State's first conference game.
Please be a night game wideout. Please.
Big noon?
Please, no.
Big noon.
No. That needs to be a night game whiteout.
Sunshine.
It'd be incredible. Imagine sunshine. Oregon coming to town with their. No, I don't like. You know what I'm feeling on sunshine. We're going the wrong direction. It's more light every day. This is when things go backwards for me.
It was light this morning.
Then, so
who
no,
else?
That.
Who else?
Go so, through it. That, yeah, so I wish you'd imagine being at that game. Penn State, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Breakfast.
Both undefeated.
And then right over Penn to the state.
So it's Oregon at home. Then they travel across the country to go to UCLA after Oregon on the next week.
God.
Then they
not easy.
Tough because of the emotional.
Yeah.
You remember, UCLA still has some players.
I will never say right now UCLA is going to be an easy game.
No, because last year was going to be an easy game here. Right. And at one point in time, it was 27-7.
Yeah.
Jake left.
Yeah.
Jake left.
I mean,
the
they dominated Nebraska early in that game. Yeah. And keep going.
So after UCLA, they host Northwestern. Then they travel to Iowa. They travel to Ohio State. On November 1st.
They traveled to Iowa and Ohio State?
Back-to-back weeks.
Make you work.
Not easy.
Penn State hosts Indiana. They travel to
Michigan. Playoff team?
Yep. They travel to Michigan State.
Okay.
Then they
always tough to win a weird world.
Then they host Nebraska, and they travel to Rutgers to end the season.
Schedule's not easy.
Not a real easy one.
Hardly anybody has an easy season.
Well, you always look at two things like, okay, if you're Penn State, Who are your two biggest nemesis? Ohio State and Oregon.
Absolutely,
and you got them both.
Yeah, you got them both.
You didn't.
It's not easy.
You'd much rather have had Michigan rather than Oregon because Oregon will be better. Oregon will be better than Michigan.
I would ask you guys this: how important is it for James Franklin in a season like this to get over the hump?
Didn't he get over the hump last year?
No, he was so close to, but he didn't get over the hump just because if he doesn't throw the interception,
yeah.
Drew Aller.
He doesn't throw the interception.
You don't get over the hump by making the, semifinal.
And so close to being like the ultimate flex. Imagine that, championship game, both Big Ten teams.
Yeah.
That's
not over the hump, though.
I wouldn't say, I still wouldn't say over the hump. Still wouldn't say, because.
All right, that's fine.
I think there's some, I think there's some deals. David from Renew just drove by. I think that over the hump, so the Final Four. Well, that's what it was the season before, was being in the Final Four. They've been there. Is it a good year? Yes. Are they losing their minds? No. But I think they probably are losing their minds because they lost a game that was extremely winnable. And they had the Notre Dame game. Extremely winnable game.
This is what Brandon Marcelino writes to Bill Bush. Get off James Franklin's back, folks. He finally led Penn. This is Brandon Marcelino addressing the masses, not you. Get off James Franklin's back, folks. He finally led Penn State to the playoff and made a great run before falling to Notre Dame in the semis. Alex is texting me about NBA stuff. blowing up my phone.
I think there's something, though, to be said about with Penn State. They've been scratching and clawing, trying not to be viewed as little brother in the Big Ten in comparison to Ohio State and Michigan. And then now Oregon joins.
And they win the Big Ten.
And Oregon, yes.
Wins right away.
That's what I look at. And then also, James Franklin kind of attached himself to Drew Aller.
He did.
From the start. And while Drew Aller was a five-star quarterback, right, he hasn't played
to the degree. The season's not a fail. Their season wasn't a fail.
No.
But no, are they over the hump yet? I don't know if they're over the hump yet.
What is over the hump? You got to win the national title?
Yes. I mean,
Big Ten title.
Yeah, and he's won one in what he's been there 10 years. He has won one. He's won one. That crazy when they blocked the field goal against Ohio State to get into the championship.
Then you must say he has set an extraordinarily high bar.
Yes.
If that's getting over the hump is winning it all,
or finals, I guess like that. I would still say, but if you get to the finals, you need to win it.
Yeah.
But they had a very good year. It's not a negative towards him. You know, the probably only negative towards him has been he's had two altercations with fans. Spring game.
Yeah, he did.
Spring game, he had an altercation with the fan and brought security over. And then another situation. There's been a couple of those.
I wonder if that means he's feeling pressure or if that just means he's very confident. I'm not letting these people get to me. In fact, I'll fire back at him if I have to.
That could be.
Ohio State, I misspoke. Marcelino didn't say, he just said their roster's loaded. I guess it is. It must be. They lost eight Ohio State. Lost eight starters on defense. They lost Will Howard.
Well, I just look at it from, I mean,
both running backs.
I was just going to say that. You look at the two running backs. Look at what drafted. We just talked about with Penn State. You're returning Catron Allen and Nick Singleton, who are going to be fighting for a top two-round pick, both of them, potentially. And then on the other side with Ohio State, you move on from Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins and your ones. Quarterback.
Yeah, and by the way, Marcelino of CBS Sports says, don't listen to the noise about a quarterback competition.
Oh, no, I'm not. It's he not that I'm concerned about quarterback. I'm saying that you still, it's a.
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Major change from going from an experienced guy like Will Howard, who's won. He's won conference titles and obviously now has won a national championship. And now
started like 40 games.
Yeah. Now
he's
not.
Just saying there's not a competition. He says it's saying.
Okay, cool.
He says it's Julian saying.
A guy that hasn't played a single snap of college football.
Swim's right.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Before we get
all
to
I'm saying
break,
is you would have a concern right away if someone hasn't played very much.
The rest of the CBS top 10.
Well,
yes.
The how about the biggest surprise or just the team that doesn't look like they belong just from a logo standpoint? Illinois in the top 10. Illinois is listed at number 10 in Klatt's rankings.
In Klatt, 12.
And number 12 in CBS Sports. A lot of people high on the Illini this year.
18 returning starters 18. From a 10-win team.
They got an offensive lineman back with the junior college getting the bonus year back. So they got an offensive lineman back.
They're loaded up front on offense.
And Altmyer just keeps getting better.
Yeah,
he keeps getting better. He's better, and he'll be for him. I expect him to have an outstanding year. But again, if imagine just. Like say, like right now, what would the buzz be here?
Yeah, if there are 18
returning starters. We're in preseason 10th
from a 10-win team.
Yeah,
it'd be tremendous buzz.
Yeah, the buzz would be incredible. The thing is, I don't know if the buzz is incredible in Illinois, and just because of it's so hard on that fan base to get not so much united, just interested. I mean, you've been there before.
I know.
I mean, it's just hard. No. And then you got Bielema, who I think is I'm just looking at him as a coach. He's a dude.
Total.
He's incredible coach. I mean, not kind of good. He's incredible. He won the Big Ten, I think, four times. Then you go to the Rose Bowl four times, three or four.
I think
Three straight. Now, 1 year, there was some ineligibilities with I think, Ohio State or something, but they got to go. He went to three straight Rose Bowls. Failed in them, but he won. I'm telling you right now, when you win the Big Ten
three
years in a row,
that's
not. And then guess who else is in the Big Ten? Ohio State, Michigan, Iowa,
it's huge.
Nebraska, all those teams.
The year with the ineligibilities, that was the year they beat Nebraska in 2012. That was that year.
That was the year.
What I was going to ask you guys, what is the outlook for Brett Bielema at Illinois? Like, is that his final spot for the rest of his coaching career?
Or what's B-Lone got to be age-wise?
About our age.
Early 50s?
Hold on,
to mid-50s,
hold on,
maybe?
Hold on. Oh, Swim, you
got
to do this one.
Yeah, I got it for you. 55 years old.
Oh, 55. But if he was some... can you imagine someone not looking at him? If you're at a program that all of a sudden needed someone,
yeah.
How would you not look at him? Be like going, hang on a second here.
He's done it multiple places.
Oh, yeah. You have to look at him.
And he's a great dude. He really is. He's a great human.
Hey, that's a good point, though. If they're really good this year, is somebody coming after him?
Yeah, but all of a sudden he gets an opportunity at a place that...
Like what?
I don't know what it would be. Like I said, there'd be opportunities.
Illinois isn't bad.
I would say you'd imagine it would have to be Big Ten or SEC.
Pretty much, right?
Because I'm thinking about potential jobs that are open. Like Stanford has the interim head coach, Frank Reich, but doesn't move the needle.
No.
Right? Like, so that's what I'm saying is maybe in the if we were circa 2014.
Okay, who's on the hot seat in SEC? Auburn.
But is he going back to the SEC?
11 and 14.
I mean,
I don't know.
He didn't do well at Arkansas. Yeah. So I don't know if the SEC.
He wasn't horrible, but yes, but he didn't win enough to keep his job. That's
he got run out, yeah.
Enough to keep his job, but
so I don't know if the SEC would go back to him.
I don't know. You'd have a hard time looking and saying, "Well, what'd you do at Illinois?"
Right.
Your preseason.
I'd entertain the conversation.
Yeah. If he's not in the conversation, then people aren't doing their correct research. They may not want to go.
We're getting a lot of questions about potentially Iowa.
Oh
yeah.
Kirk Ferentz?
Oh. Yeah, that could always be. He played there.
He played at Iowa.
Now, here's the question. Is that, how much is that a bump up? Is that a jump?
I don't think it, but I know this. Stadium-wise, big jump up. Mm-hmm. Interest, big jump up. And also, even if you, so you might say, I don't know, it looks pretty lateral. You can just kind of say, I know, but this is home. I played here. So it allows
he played
to
there, play. But he's yeah. from Illinois. He's a pig farmer in Illinois.
That's true. There's something there.
Yeah.
If someone asks me, just like all of a sudden it's like comes in right now, hey, you got 9 seconds. Tell me, are you taking the Illinois job or are you taking the Iowa job? I'm taking the Iowa. It would take me 2 seconds to answer. Give me Iowa. Some jobs you sit there and go, okay, what would you do?
Yeah.
You know, what,
no, I'm
which,
not,
which,
I don't disagree.
Which job would you take?
But I just don't, know that it's cut and dried that he would go.
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Also, I thought he's being paid very well. Things are going very good. Yeah. He also is like right now, I mean, Illinois, I mean, he's a chance for a statue.
You know what the interesting part of that conversation is how limited their movement, there could be. There's more. The movement is more limited for head coaches that are doing well in the SEC and the Big Ten.
Bingo.
There's not as many places to go now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because there's not as many intriguing job offers or opportunities.
It's limited to two conferences,
right.
and then there's further limitations because there's still jobs within those conferences that you wouldn't take.
Think about it from
a not taking a Northwestern job.
No.
There's a lot of jobs in this conference that you wouldn't take.
Right.
And it's the elite conference of all conferences. I mean,
there's jobs
two,
you wouldn't take.
There's jobs you're going like, you want that one? It's like, phew, I don't want that one.
Nope.
I mean, there's jobs. The Big Ten, now the SEC almost overrules everyone in the Big 12. Maybe Vanderbilt might push him. I mean, it almost does. In the Big Ten, it doesn't. There's jobs in the Big 12 that you would take over Big Ten.
Ooh, what? Now wait a second.
I mean, you're going to take Texas Tech every time over Northwestern, Purdue, Minnesota. Yeah. I mean, you're going to take them over that.
You're right.
Oklahoma State.
In there, but yeah, the potential
in the conversation.
In the conversation,
God, you are going to take that job over though Purdue. You're right. Yeah.
And so it's not in the SEC so much where you'd say, okay, what school? Okay,
Mississippi State.
Yeah, Mississippi State. Maybe they've had a lot of success. They've won.
Vandy.
That'd be the two maybes. Vandy, you know, like I said.
Is there another one in there?
No, just start thinking about who all these teams are.
That I put it on the rundown. I kind of threw this. I asked the question: is the Big Ten conference top heavy? And in comparison to the SEC,
it absolutely is.
Incredibly.
It's top heavy.
I mean, think about some of the teams you just mentioned: Purdue. It's
Northwestern.
Yeah. It's rough.
It's a little top heavy right now.
It's definitely top heavy.
Don't you agree that the SEC bottom's better than the Big Ten?
Yes.
The balance from top to bottom is better.
Yeah. You can't match the numbers up because it's 18 to 16, but if you just said, let's just play them and we'll go across the board. One play one, two play two, play. And when you get down to about the fifth game, you start going SEC.
Yeah.
SEC.
Because in a hypothetical scenario, using that bill, you could just take away Purdue and Northwestern and say 16 versus 16. Let's Let's match him up. And you would feel that way. From a big picture standpoint, guys, before we get to break, just think about if Illinois lives up to what they're expected or projected to do. They finish top 10.
Can you pull up the schedule quick?
Yeah, absolutely. They finish top 10. In the first 2 years of an expanded playoff, Illinois and Indiana make the college football playoff.
It's a great point. I don't think...
Think about that. Five years ago, they were the bottom of the barrel.
Good point, Indiana fired their coach 2 years ago.
That's right.
They were three, and they won three.
Then the magic of Kurt Cicadelli.
I know you hate it. I know it. But the storyline's still incredible.
Oh, no doubt. He did
storyline's still incredible.
Hey, now, listen. He did a great job. He's just the first to tell you he did a great job.
Yeah.
And when you say... Yeah. When there's some people that do the interesting comment, I always say, don't predict a win. Joe Namath did it. And then after that, it's lame. Don't say all the stuff. He did a incredible press conference when he said, Google me. That was something.
Google me's incredible.
Google, we called him that.
Google me.
My dad kept asking, goes, who's Google me? I go, Cicadelli. But I said, we called him Google me.
We did.
Because it was so good. And it wasn't
incredible.
It was like, I win. Google me. And then he shows up in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Threw up in the college football playoff.
That's how you back it up.
Yeah. He backed it up.
He backed it up.
So, Illinois,
let's
guys.
See. What we got?
If you're a Fighting Illini member, you're intrigued. You have Western Illinois.
Chance for a win.
Duke, Western Michigan as your three non-conference games.
Pretty good. Duke will be tough, yes.
Duke's tough.
Their first conference game is at Indiana.
Ooh, that's a... Talk about must-see. Mm-hmm. That's a must-see game.
Yeah.
Ooh. Illinois, Indiana.
Then it's at home against USC.
Ooh,
tough one.
At Purdue, that's one of your road games. Probably one that you would prefer to have if you're going to have one road game. That's one you'd prefer.
Yeah.
Ohio State at home, at Washington.
Jeez.
Oh.
Versus Rutgers, versus Maryland, at Wisconsin, versus Northwestern.
Okay. Well, their last four.
You dodge Oregon, Michigan. I think Michigan State's going to take a step forward as just kind of an annoying team. I like Jonathan Smith. So you dodge Iowa. Nebraska. Yeah.
Jeez. But the early part's tough.
Ohio State and Indiana?
Yeah.
Ohio State, lose to Ohio State, no one cares.
No. Nobody expected you to win it.
No one cares, and they just keep winning. You're fine, like, because 9-3, you're in the conversation.
And end of season
ten
momentum.
10-2. They might be all right. And they're going to, the last four, you're like going, oh, wow.
Yeah, they don't have the bad schedule.
And just imagine, USC's got to fly out to Illinois.
They win five of their last six with that one loss coming against Ohio State.
They're in business.
They are in business.
So there's that for you.
Hey, they got the schedule. Ooh. Okay, they have a three-year quarterback, 18 returning starters and all, and a favorable schedule.
Yeah.
And almost all their offensive line back.
Their toughest games of the year, Ohio State and USC, are at home.
They're in good shape.
What's the chance of the head coach having probably a feel for the team?
Good, great.
Pretty good. Great chance of – and I don't think it's going to be a bunch of confusion. Like, I don't know, what are we going to do this year? Pretty set. Pretty set on what they're doing. Yeah, they're going to have a pretty good plan.
I wonder if Champaign is buzzing.
It could buzz. Talk about that. It's one of those classic
– It's fun to go there.
Classic example of know how to build a stadium because they just blew it. I mean, the south end zone is 30 yards away. It's 30 yards away. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It is. It's a joke. It really is. The stadium, it's like if they would have just built that as a 52,000-seat stadium, people right on top of you, all that stuff, incredible.
It's not incredible in any way.
It's not incredible because you would kick balls like extra points, and they wouldn't even go into the stands because it was so far away. I'm serious. It'd be like you could actually go down and like warm up.
It's got some redeeming qualities, but not
many. The north end zone's kind of it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's like that. But just the whole idea is like
nothing.
You want them right out, if you ran full speed through either end zone of Nebraska. I mean, if you're running full speed catch a touchdown pass, when you get to the end line, you better hit the brakes or your face is going to hit a chain link fence. Okay, in Illinois in the south end zone, you could stride it out for 40 yards. 40 yards, you can stride it out.
Don't worry about breaking down your steps.
The rest of it's not that bad.
I just hate it for that one reason. And the fans are a long ways away from you.
Before we get to break, if you're looking for speakers for events this spring and summer,
wow.
Tyler Carlson and the team at
T-Man
at Mid-America Speakers Bureau is who you need to talk to. Bill,
T-Man.
As we heard, you have so much more information on that.
I'm telling you what, this is the thing goes around all the time. We need a speaker. So they got, well, I don't know, I'm going to ask our neighbor.
I don't know.
See what he knows. Maybe he knows somebody. I don't know. I'm going out to dinner tonight at Applebee's. They might know somebody. How about having a plan?
Good plug.
All of a sudden, like right now, it's like, we'd like to have swim. Well, how do they get swim? But you have to have a plan of so they can go to a website and say, hey, this is what our budget is. This is exactly, and then also Tyler has them all like, what are you looking for? We'd like to have this, this, and this. This is the person. Here's four recommendations. We're looking for this. Want to have this. We want as somewhat of a motivational type of thing. Okay, this or this. And then he have the budget down, and then he has it all, and they are vetted. I told you, swim. It took me over a year to get on with them.
Wow.
Because they came and listened to me twice at other events. All those things they do. They do their research.
Good.
Because I was like, hey, Tyler, I want to be on the website. He's like,
just put anybody.
Yeah.
On.
He's like, no, that's not how it works here. And he does. And then also, if you're on the other end of it and you want to talk to Tyler about being a speaker and being on the website, he does a great job of preparing you. And then he does all the work. He does all the work for the hiring part too. So when you're looking for a speaker, and this comes up all the time, go to Tyler, go to Mid-America, do it.
There it is, Mid-America Speakers Bureau. That's who you need to talk to. MidAmericaSB.com is the place to go. All right, when we come back, we're a little bit behind schedule. That's okay, though. We're just going to play the game show next segment. We'll talk Troy Dannon in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll do that coming up next, early break on The Ticket.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.